Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage, interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu-Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu-Rob.
Hi, my name is Gita Sidhu-Rob, and today on Activate Yourself, we have a really interesting guest who I was on a panel with, and she was speaking alongside me, and she was so interesting that when I came off the panel, my daughter walked straight past me and made a beeline for her and went, so, and then started questioning her intimately and wouldn't leave, actually. And I was like, oh, hi, how was I? And she was just like, I'm just talking to Karen. If you could just come back to me in a while. I was like, all right, then. What was more seriously really interesting was that we always try and make a difference, I think. I think everybody wants to make people's lives better, but I don't think everybody knows how to do it. And I also think everybody's worried about taking the risk of the chance of doing it because they think it may not work. And then you have people that are just born thinking, I've got to make it all better. I don't know how to make it all better, but I'm going to make it all better. And today's guest is one of those people. So I want to welcome Karen Harvey. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's really interesting because I wanted to talk to you really about the way toiletries amnesty came. But when I look at your bio, it's super fascinating. And I never read anyone's bio up because I'm just like, that's boring. But you have won awards for photography, for writing, for community development. You got an MBE for services to people living in hygiene poverty, which is not a phrase I had ever heard of. Hygiene poverty, ever. And you got a Global X Foundation Award for Innovation. You're the Digital Influencer of the Year. And you were given a Barclays Social Entrepreneur Award for positively driving social and environmental change through business. And I know you're cringing. Get over it. It's awful when people do that. I know. But it's really interesting to me that there's a lot of kind of depth around what it is that you do. Because some of what you do, I'm sure all of what you do is really groundbreaking. But when I was listening to you talking about toiletries amnesty and hygiene poverty, like just please slowly in words of one syllable, walk us all through hygiene poverty, because I swear to God, it's not something I've ever heard. And I do immense amounts of work to help other people. And I've never heard that phrase.
I don't think it's something that's really been talked about until much more recently. So we started Toiletries Amnesty back in 2014, and that was a time when food banks weren't really even being talked about. So the idea of any other kind of poverty, rather than just the overarching idea of poverty or people being homeless, there wasn't kind of those other ideas about what that actually meant. And I think probably the past few years, it's definitely become more of a term. But for hygiene poverty, it's really literally not having access to the hygiene basics that we all take for granted. So toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, sanitary products.
So,
yeah, simple things that we actually really kind of forget that we have because they're just readily available to most of us. And I think hygiene poverty became more obvious to a wider audience because of COVID, with people being in lockdown, children being at home rather than at school, and parents who maybe were already struggling to make ends meet, then finding they'd got extra things, you know, soap, shampoo. toilet roll, like all of these things that they didn't really, that they had enough of became not enough of because they weren't being used from, somewhere else, whether it's a child at school or a person in working in an office. It kind of
Oh my God, yeah, because you're using tissue
revelation.
paper and the soap and whatever in the office. No, hang on a minute. Can we just make really clear that you and I are both in the United Kingdom while we're having this conversation?
Yeah.
Can we
Yeah.
also make clear that this is a conversation we're having about people that live in the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
Because I was born and brought up in sub-Saharan Africa, and I spent a huge amount of time saying to people, you don't understand how much poverty there is in this country. And I got asked to come on some deeply la-di-da kind of charity and all this. And I was like, what are we doing? We're going to help children in India. I'm like, could we just help the ones up the road, please? And they didn't invite me back. Whoop, whoop, nobody cares. But I was like so cross about this. And I'm like, you have all this influence. Why are you not helping people up the road? Because it's not as good a story as saying I'm helping, children in Leeds or in, wherever they happen to be. But you're talking about homegrown poverty.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Toilet Amnesty, our directory is global, but obviously we're based in the UK, so we began in the UK, and like hygiene poverty is a huge thing in the UK, and for people who you might not expect it. So, we might think, well, somebody who's homeless, they don't have access to so many things, therefore why would they have access to toiletries? We would assume that, but you wouldn't assume that that your sort of average family of, two parents both going to work full-time jobs, coming home, would not have enough money for toothpaste. You
My God,
wouldn't.
that is, I'm sorry, but that's just frigging mind-blowing.
It's a lot of people's reality, and I think, there are so many things wrong in the world with the way that we live, the way that we consume, overconsume, don't
But
have access to.
why do you go to two people go to work and come home and they can't afford toothpaste? Why? Because,
Because
I'll tell you something. Because what?
the system is flawed. The system that people should be rewarded for being good, for going to work, for caring about the society that they live in, for helping other people, for all of those things. But our system is based very much on the sort of corporations and consumerism without actual consideration for the people around us. And you look at other communities around the world. And my brother lived in India for a while, so going to stay with him in Delhi, talking to the people that he worked with and stuff. And it was much more interesting to understand people who perhaps lived in much higher level of poverty, but their values were much more about looking after their family and community and respect for each other. And I think that some of our values have gone a bit astray in looking after ourselves before we think of other people. And I don't mean like give everything before, because I spent a long time giving everything to other people, and I need
No,
to
and it doesn't
look.
solve.
No.
But let me break this down a little bit because this is something that you actually take quite, kind of casually because it's your reality. It's a reality you see. And I don't mean you treat it casually, you take it casually because it's a level of information that's part of your everyday life. And I think that it deserves to have a little pause built into it to have a conversation about it so that other people understand it better. Because in America, we've gotten very used to the fact that people can work three or four jobs and still not make ends meet, right? We
Yeah.
have never understood ourselves as being that country. But I remember reading a statistic some time ago where it said we're the child poverty capital of Europe. And I thought, I'm sorry, we're what? And in fact, that to me, that's us. And having been a long time ago involved in politics and seeing, a family of seven living in one room with water streaming down a wall and it's completely damp, but that was in Blackburn. So, we're talking about where we live today. And you're now saying that two people can go to work and come back and not have enough money for the basics in life.
Yeah, and I think, and that's for a lot of people. And I think some of the reason why those sorts of things happen is because people can present to the world that they're doing well, or people have been doing well. You can walk out of your house, it's a really lovely house, it's well kept, you can get into a really nice car with your lovely handbag and strut off to work. But those things are things that you may have bought like 5 years ago. The poverty that people are living in is immediate. And some of that has happened much more recently because of, what's now called, is it Trussonomics? Liz Truss is changed everything, where people's mortgages went through the roof. So people who
Oh,
were.
the gas bill. the
Well,
electricity
people were doing
bill.
so, you know, people who would be doing like okay in life, just getting on, they've got enough money for all the things that they need to survive. Then everything changes when something like mortgage rates change drastically because of the economy. So what Liz trusted was like heinous and really hugely disruptive and put a lot of people into poverty. And it's not something that's really discussed because there's, where do we get that proof? Because most of those people aren't people who are
Have a
going
voice.
to want to come out and say it as well. Who nobody, you know, so many people don't want to admit that that's the life they're living because we're all told if you're not successful, if you're not looking this certain way, behaving this certain way. But the reality is, loads of people are having fuel poverty, hygiene poverty, all sorts of levels of poverty. You know, we talk to people who they we had one person who was taking a light bulb from room to room because they couldn't afford to buy things like that. A lot of the people that we work with, not only can they not access toiletries and hygiene products, but many, many other things. So there's lots of people who they just don't have the means to be able to have the things that we think are normal, like a sheet to put on your bed, or a curtain on your window, or toothpaste, or a towel, or you know, these things that we just take for granted. And we might go, oh, I'd like to change these curtains or whatever. But literally, we're so lucky to have them. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't want more or have nice things. It means that we should be able to make nice things happen for other people around us, you know.
Well, let's go for a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to have a more a conversation about how this, you know, how this started for you and where it came from, because that we definitely dived straight past that one. So we'll be back in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back, and I want to talk about how this started for you, because I know that I've heard the story, but I want you to tell it again, because, you know, we've been in a place where my family, my children and I, where we've been homeless and poor. And I don't think I talk about it because, one, I don't look like it. But I also talk about it because I don't think people understand how debilitating poverty is. If one more person says, just work harder, I will literally slap them, because there is this complete lack of understanding that money makes money and poverty makes mental illness, makes hygiene poverty, makes debilitation mentally and physically, where you are barely hanging in there, let alone let me find the resources to go off and do whatever else, you know, I can do. And it just is so infuriating to me. And you and then you have children who, you know, I read a statistic again where it's saying that adults nowadays are missing a meal a day so their children can have that meal. And I'm like, this is today in England and Britain. This is not some other bloody place in the world. Okay, anyway, you had 2 bottles of shampoo left.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I had 2 bottles of shampoo that I couldn't use. They didn't agree. I have a lot of allergies, so they didn't agree with me, but I'd bought them and they were nice. And I thought, I don't want to waste these. These are good. And like, oh, I could pass them on to somebody. Maybe I could pass them on to a homeless shelter because I knew that they had showers and access for staff, but I thought I can't just turn up somewhere with two bottles of shampoo and be like, "Oh, look at me, I'm so good and generous." So I thought, I'll find out if they do want things. And I contacted Winter Comfort in Cambridge, which is an amazing organisation supporting homeless people, and they said yes, they desperately needed things. Here's what we need. So at the time, I was writing a blog. And I put the information out on my blog, and I was just like, I'm collecting stuff. If you want to send stuff, do it. And we got so much stuff, we actually ended up with the first delivery went to two different locations. So Jimmy's in Cambridge and Winter Comfort. And even taking things into Winter Comfort, we're literally carrying boxes in, and people are coming over and going, "Oh my God, can I have that?" And it's like, this is for you. And it's things, just like, oh, a deodorant, oh, the excitement, and it's so nice to be able to share something with people, whoever those people are, and actually not waste things. And it came from me as a child, always been told, you've got to value things. We're really lucky to have anything that we have. We're very lucky to have, to respect it, to repurpose things, to reuse things, to share them. And that's just such a simple idea, just share something. So we do, some of the toiletries, some of the locations that we work with, they take part use things. So, like, if the bottle of shampoo's already been opened and tried once, they're happy to have it because it's about having something that's useful, not wasting it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to kill the shampoo. I know exactly what you mean. I was thinking that I bought this huge bottle of shampoo, and the first time I used it, my eyes felt like they were going to burn to a crisp, and I've never touched it again. So that's actually an intelligent thing to do with that.
Yeah, and I think there's the worry that, you don't want to look like you're giving me a hat, someone a hand-me-down or something that's, oh, I've opened it, I don't want it, so you can have it. It's not like that. Like, if I had something that I thought would be really great for your hair, I'd say, hey, do you want this? It's how you would work with your friends and the people that you know. So why wouldn't you do it for a stranger? And I think that that's a really important thing, that like the sort of idea of the sharing economy. We've got apps like Too Good To Go and Olio, where you can go on and share food if you've got spare food. But these things tend to be used by middle class people who have the kind of green ethos and the idea of things, not people who, that Too Good To Go, you can get a bag of something from Costa, but you don't know what you're going to get in the bag. So, like, I don't know, you pay like 3 quid and you get 10 quid worth of stuff. But if you live in absolute poverty, it's too much of a risk to risk buying that bargain because you don't know what you're getting. But if you're living in relative wealth, you can do that. And a lot of these things come like that. So,
Yeah, saving money and I don't have any, I'm in poverty are actually two completely different things.
yeah. And I think when it comes to the toiletries as well, like for us, it's really important to make sure that people have access to a variety of things because not everybody can use everything. And being an allergy sufferer myself, I'm like very aware, like people have eczema, people have skin conditions, people have all sorts of things going on that we need to be considerate about and make sure that if we're offering them something, it's not some rubbish that we've just bought off of an Amazon wish list or gone to Savers and bought the cheapest soap. And there's nothing wrong with that for some people, but the reality is that some people can't use that. So look at what we have, what we would think was nice, what we can't use but think someone else could. It's a brilliant way of passing something on, and that's basically where the name toiletries amnesty came from, like the idea that a gun or a knife amnesty, where they're like,
Yeah,
coming,
come to
you're allowed,
have exactly.
we won't question you about
We
it,
won't judge you. We won't question
we'll just
you.
look away. So like, go through your bathroom cabinets, go through your stuff, makeup, toiletries, hygiene products, look what you don't need, don't worry about it, don't go, oh, but that cost me blah, because you're not using it, so it's costing more by existing in your home and not being used than it is to pass it on to someone who will use it and cherish it and enjoy it and feel grateful. And maybe that makes them a little bit happier. And maybe that means that they make somebody else's day a bit better. And we can have like, it's a knock-on effect. And that can be in anything, not just toiletries. Like, I feel very
So,
strongly that we have the power to make a lot of difference with really small increments.
no, I completely agree. So you then did that first drop off in two places. What happened after that?
They said, more please. And so I made sort of a small directory on my blog, and people were coming and like saying, can you add our organization? Or people are saying, like, we live in this area, can we find somewhere? And after probably about, it must have been about 4 years of doing that and being like having hundreds of emails and just being like, oh my God, this is overloading, and we've got to make it into something more substantial. We then got I say we, it's a we now. It was an I
It
then.
was a you doing all of it.
I just did. The Global X Foundation Award, which was some finance towards the first website that we had, which enabled us to create a directory and have what we're onto the second version of that website now with a lot more stuff going on. But we have a directory that's really transparent. Anyone can go on there, anyone can look, anyone can apply to be on it. It's free for organizations to join it. They just can access it. And if you want to use it, you use it. And if you want to donate financially to help us run it, please do. But if you don't, you don't have to. If you can afford to, great. But if you can't, it's not, we're there to make it easy for someone, whether it's a person and an individual or for a brand, to move something on that they don't need to somebody that does need it. And ideally, that's really like kind of clear and basic and an easy thing to do.
And do you have the logistics? I'm just pulling it up here because it's actually a very good website. So you can actually come on and you can donate toiletries and everything. What is it? Do you then do the logistics?
No, so that originally people sent stuff to me, but then it became this overwhelming, massive thing. So, originally it was like helping a couple of organizations. Now I looked the end of last week, we're up to 1,070 locations around the world and about 6.5 million people. So I would just die if I was trying to deliver it all. But so really very much, it's very much like, how can we make it as simple as possible? And that is from the person who's got it to the person who needs it, and without us getting too involved in the middle. And of course, we do support brands and corporations when they've got big stuff to deliver. We make sure that they can get it to people. We find out who's going to need it. We have what we call a donation station. So if like a big company comes to us and says they've got like 20 pallets of product, we can say to our members that this is here, who needs it, how much could you take? And then we work out where they can deliver it to and make sure everyone gets a bit of something. And it goes to people who actually need it. And sometimes that's with like skin or hair products that are for specific ethnicities, where we know that in certain parts of the
Really matters
country,
as well, by the
there
way.
is a higher population of people who need access to those things. So we very much consider that because, I live in rural Cambridgeshire. It's an incredibly white area. One time a lot of makeup came to me and it was not something that I imagined that people would use because of the colors, so I made sure it went to another area where I knew that people could use it. And it's thinking about those things, just thinking about people, other humans. Like, it's not just, oh, here's the thing, I don't want it, have it. It's like, where can this be used to the best advantage? Who would appreciate it? Who would like it? Whose day gets a bit better from having it? And a lot of the people, I hope, it's a temporary situation for them. Whether you're homeless, whether you're in a refuge, whatever that situation is, I hope it's a temporary thing and that this is just a little bit of a boost to support you through that. And when you're out the other side and living your best life, hopefully it's the thing where people think, oh, I've got something
Pay it
spare.
forward.
Pass on. Yeah, and it's just such a simple thing to do. It's not like now we talk about millions of people, but literally it was just like two bottles of shampoo. Anyone can do it. And it's tiny, it's a really small thing. Just like look at what you've got spare, pass it on to someone who needs it. It's
So
so
I want to
simple.
go on a quick break, and then on the way, when we come back, I want to actually expand on that more because I know anyone can do it, but what makes a raging activist? You know, so let's have that conversation when we come back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back, and I did notice that little wince on your face of but I'm a raging activist, and I've always thought, how much more impact can I have? What's the, you know, I want to change it, and I don't really care how big it is, how small it is. And I recognize that in you, and we all have our areas of genius or magic or wherever that we choose to focus on, because it's the area we feel passionately about, it's the area we know the most about, you know, and we can start doing those things. So what makes a raging activist? Why do you do it? Why did you keep doing it? Why do people, do you know what I mean? What is it? What do you think made you not give up? Because you had a day job alongside this.
Yeah, I mean, I work for myself. So I've always been an ideas person. I think I come up with ideas for stuff all the time, but luckily I don't try and put them all into place. But with Toiletries Amnesty, it was never an intention to build an NGO. It was just like, literally, just don't waste something. Oh, look, this is what's happening. Okay, let's see what we can do with it. Oh, here we are now. You know, it wasn't an intentional thing, but I think it's that I've never thought that I can't do something. And maybe that's really cocky, but it's a nice feeling. I remember being on a panel discussion and people were asking, okay, you know, talk about your biggest failure. And I was like, whoa, I've never failed at anything. And I don't mean that to be like an idiot, but all the things that somebody else would consider a failure, they're just part of the journey and the experience.
I was gonna say,
and they get you to the next place. I don't feel
people like, are like, what is your biggest learning? And I'm like, they all were. I'm like, you know,
just existing, moving through time and space, yeah, seeing what happens. And I think it is that kind of, I am really lucky. It's like a blessing and a curse. My mum always told me and my brother, you can do anything. Literally, if we'd have come home and said, murdered 6 people today, she would say, oh dear. And if we said, oh, you know, I just got made president, she'd say, all right. And, you know, she would just support whatever we did. And she always said, like, you know, don't do anything you don't want to do. But sometimes you have to do something you don't want to do to get to the place you want to be. And then you've got to, you know, balance that if it's worth it. And that's how we've kind of lived. And I feel lucky to have that instilled in me that I can just do what I want. I'm so lucky. And because I feel no threat of failing at anything, it doesn't matter to have a go at something. And really, it's such small stuff. Like we can all just do a little thing. Sometimes you need somebody to give you an idea, but literally, like, toiletries, go to the food bank, you know, just like, there's so many things that we can do and we feel better about it. Like, it gives me energy to do something for someone else. And I have in the past been in the point where I've expended way too much energy on other people and been absolutely exhausted. And not this winter, but the winter before, I was going on, well, two winters in a row, actually. I trashed 2 cars. One, it was like -4, and the window, the passenger window, just dropped out of the car because the door, like, the mechanism just froze and like the window dropped out, and I was delivering toiletries to Norwich and the snow was blowing in and I had this over my head and it's just like ridiculous. And then last winter, not this one, sorry, the one before, I broke the suspension on my car delivering toiletries at Christmas. And it's like, you know, like, it's really hard work. Like, I'm really allergic to everything, so I'm always, if I touch the stuff, I'm like looking at my hands because I'm covered in eczema. The stuff just, like, my face was all swollen up and my eyes streaming, and you're delivering this stuff and everyone's like, you know, the people you're dealing with aren't actually necessarily that excited to see you because they're just part of the chain. They're not the people who are
benefiting
at the end of it. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, and I was just like, I was so exhausted and miserable and just felt like, this is, like, awful. And I thought, I can think about it over that Christmas. What do I do? What, you know, how could maybe the organization team up with somebody else? Could it become part of something else? And the more I thought about it, I thought, there's nobody else who's going to have the passion to do it that I have, because I started it, you know, I've got to finish it, you know? So, like, it's just something I have to do. So what I did do was look at what I could streamline and what I could take away. So
I like that.
We'd added in things like a shop because we were trying to, you know, make some income from other things. We had a blog Which, you know, everyone tells you have a blog, it's one of the best things you can do. But if you haven't got time to maintain it, it's one of the worst things you can have. Don't add it to your website, because unless you're going to write something like every couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, because then it needs updated. Because if it isn't updated, it's really much,
It's
much worse.
worse, it's detrimental.
So
Yeah,
much
we
worse.
took away everything like that. And we still have ambassadors, so there are people who are really kind and supportive of us, but we've taken all of that stuff off the website, so it's as streamlined as possible. So I felt like if we could pare it back as much as possible with the key thing, which is the key reason it exists, is to make sure that people get access to the stuff that they need. None of the rest of it matters. If we can focus on that, that's okay. And it's actually been a pleasure. Like, it's become much more of an enjoyable
Oh,
thing
I love
because there's a
that.
lot less stress. And I think, yeah, anybody who needs to feel better about things, just get rid of something. Like, just let something
Honestly,
go.
because of the lightning that you have when you actually give things away. Like
Yeah.
we moved a lot when the kids were little because we could only afford this, and then we afforded a bit bigger, then we afforded a bit bigger. And you know, every time you could afford another 2 square foot or something, you kind of moved into that 2 square foot with 3 kids, and it was just there was no space. And I remember being utterly ruthless. And once we moved, my kids were like, we haven't got any toys left. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I've literally taken all these toys and dumped them at the nearest kind of shelter because I was just like, oh, well, we have so many toys. And it turned out I'd emptied all the toys, actually. There was none in the house. I was like, oh, we could just start again. We'll go get one each. And they're just looking at me like, we had all these toys and you took them away. Because I wasn't paying any attention. But every time we moved, we gave away, we gave away, we gave away. And there's a lightness of being around. I've just never been a collector of stuff. I don't understand how you have one carpet and then you put a rug on top of it and then you put a frigging lace something on top of that, then a mat on top of that, and then a doily on top of that. And I'm just like, why do we take it all away and leave me with a wooden floor? Could we? And there's these seven layers of shit you put on
And I
top.
think this is the interesting thing. Like, I like things that make you feel like you're at home.
Yes.
But there's a difference between being like overwhelmed by stuff that's around you, or having things that you just enjoy. Like, I've got stuff behind me. The
Very
typewriter
pretty.
was my grandma's. It's from like the 1920s. And so, I mean, nobody uses it. I used to use it when I was a kid. It's so heavy, but I used to get it out and like type random weird stuff on it. But you know, like, those sorts of things make you feel like you're at home. And for some people, they don't have those things. So where this is a really interesting thing to me about minimalism, like, the more you've got in life, the more you are, busy with work and travel and things, the less you need around you, because I always wear black. Like, we have a really neutral colored home. Like, it's trying to take away from some of that stuff, because sometimes those things are overwhelming. But if you live in absolute poverty, you don't have a lampshade, you don't have curtains, you don't have bedding, you don't have. So, literally, someone giving you some bottles of perfume that are in pretty bottles, it's like the best thing. These are the things that make something feel like a home, or what we see on television or in films, how we see other people living, what we see on Instagram, the ideal of.
Oh, and it's all fake. It's so annoying.
It's really unfair, because I think that there's this kind of, I remember talking to somebody and they'd been on a press trip, and this guy had managed to make a Ryanair flight look like a Learjet. And it was like, yeah, like, and it, people looked at his stuff and thought he's been on a private jet. And I'm like, they're so clever to be able to manipulate the visuals,
Yeah, but
like,
what is wrong with you that you need to do that?
yeah.
So,
And like, I'm impressed by it, and I've always had that interest in.
I'm not.
But when Instagram was quite a new thing, I spent a lot of time analyzing people's behavior and things. I'm really fascinated by humans. And I think that the level of manipulation that people can go to
Are
is
willing to
impressive,
go to.
but it's not right, because they don't realize, because basically they're chasing something that's on the top of the pyramid. They're all part of this hierarchy and they're all chasing something else, but they don't realize what they're doing to other people. And I think that's part of our problem, is. I want to walk down the street and see people living healthy, happy lives. I want to be able to say hello to somebody and know that they're feeling like they're having a good day.
Yeah, and
And
they have toothpaste.
yeah, I mean, maybe I should just take some in my bag.
No.
But
Tell
that.
me, just as we finish, tell me what it is that, where can people go? What do you need? How can they help?
So they can go to toiletriesamnesty.org. We always need donations of toiletries, obviously, and people can look at the directory. If you want to donate something, you can look for someone local to you. You can look for a particular type of organisation if you care about a particular cause. You can post stuff to people. Every directory listing is really clear about what people need, whether they take part use things, only new things, where they are, when you can get it to them. And you know, these are nice ways of building relationships as well, because you might not know that you can go in a homeless shelter and chat to someone, but you can. And if you've been in once, maybe there's other stuff, or maybe you've got things you want to share and do. But the other thing is, we need financial support, because it's a big wheel to turn. If anybody feels like, oh, we haven't got toiletries, but we can donate £5 towards, you know, keeping our website going, stuff like that, then that is also incredibly valuable. But don't go out and buy new things to donate. That's one big message for me, that the environmental impact of it is unnecessary. There's so much spare that already exists, and we can get a lot of that from big brands. So don't go and do an Amazon shop.
But it's about inculcating people with the behavior pattern of it doesn't have to go to waste.
Yeah. Right? Nothing needs to go to waste.
No, I absolutely appreciate you coming on so much, Karen. It was just as really, you know, we've never really done a lot of kind of, we've done it over the years, like charity conversations about what people can do to help. And I've had a couple of really interesting conversations this week with women like you who are changing things and running really fascinating, amazing businesses. And I always sort of look at it and think, wow, I could never do that. And I'm like, that's okay. You know, no one needs to look at you and needs to become you. They can admire you. They can
don't become me.
But they can admire you. They can respect you, and they can donate to you.
I think like it's just knowing that we all have a value, and I think that's
exactly
an important thing. That sometimes, like, look what's going on in the world. It's horrific. Like, there's absolute horrors, like mass genocide, horrific, horrific things, and it can feel so out of our control, and so much of it sadly is out of our control. But we can say something, we can do something, we can share a message,
you can make a change in your locality,
and it actually makes a really big difference, because
honestly,
if the millions of people who live in the UK, 66 million people, you know, if every one of those people has something small that they do, that the impact is huge. And I think that don't underestimate your individual power as a human, because everyone's got it, whatever it is.
I love that. That's a really, really good way to end, because I think that we can all make a difference. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
My name is Geeta Sidhurop. This was the indomitable Karen Harvey. Please go and look up Toiletries and Amnesty. Have a look and change your own life by doing something for someone else. Because no matter how awful you might feel right here and right now, doing one thing that's selfless and generous and pure of heart is utterly life-changing. So please do that. Please enjoy yourself doing it. And I will speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhurop or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.